From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson makes reference to the big Russian bear. He says he's heading to Ukraine later this week to get a look at the situation there. Nelson is a member of the Armed Service Committee, and he says he supports the United States providing military aid to Ukraine. That differs from fellow Democrat President Barack Obama. Nelson says, quoting, "I support giving arms to the government of Ukraine in order to help them protect themselves from the big Russian bear." He also plans a stop in Istanbul, Turkey, for a policy conference. It includes a briefing on the Islamic jihadist group ISIS. Now, that's currently being targeted by U.S. airstrikes in Iraq. Imagine music from sunrise to sunset. WLRN intern Carla Javier reports that's one local woman's plan for a sound garden in a downtown Miami park.
Bayfront Park sits on Biscayne Bay in downtown Miami.
You hear city noise, you hear dog barking, kids playing, the vibe of the city, I guess.
That's Yita Hernandez. She's a student at Miami-Dade College and has lived in Miami for over 20 years. As a kid, she came to Bayfront Park with her family, and now she wants to change the space into a sound garden. The plan is to install fancy chairs in the northeast corner of the park and create an audio oasis that
surrounds people with the soothing sounds of the instrumental music that we're going to be piping in through a hidden audio system.
The sound garden is being funded by the Miami Foundation as well as private donations. Hernandez won't disclose the total cost. Her idea is one of the most popular projects pitched during the Miami Foundation's Public Space Challenge. Stuart Kennedy oversaw the challenge.
The foundation will help out where we can with advice and introductions to individuals that may be helpful, but it's Yita's vision, and Yita has to get it done.
Hernandez hopes to open her sound garden by November. I'm Carla Javier in Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. A little lunchtime zen for you there, Paul.